You find a lost object in a store, you can keep it for yourself if you have no way of knowing who dropped it. And we are talking about where it has no simon, so therefore you can keep it. But if you find a metzia between the counter and the storekeeper, then you must give it to the storekeeper. And since it was found where the storekeeper stands, we can assume he dropped it. And even if there is no simon, we must give it to the chevani. If you find money in front of a money changer, you can keep it for yourself. We are talking about where you found it on the other side of the desk where the people that change money stand. So we can assume one of them dropped it. And since we don't know which one, you can keep it for yourself. But if you find it in between the chair where the shulchani, the money changer, sits, and the money changer himself, then you must give it back to the money changer. And since it was found near his chair, obviously he is the one that dropped it. You must give it back to him. Somebody who buys fruit from his friend, or his friend sent him fruit as a gift, and you found among the peros money, you can keep it for yourself. Now we are talking about where the friend that sent him the peros is a merchant, and he bought the peros from a number of different people, and he does not know which one of those people he bought these specific peros from. So therefore, we don't know who to give it back to. And since the money does not have a simon, you can keep it for yourself. But if your friend picked the peros himself, so the money obviously belongs to your friend, and you must return it to him. Im hayu tzrurim noto umachris. If the money that you found was tied up, then you must be machris. And since they were tied up, it had a simon. The owner could identify them by saying how they were tied or how much money was tied together. So therefore, you must announce that you found it and wait for the owner of the money to identify the money.
The pasuk says in Kiseite, "V'chein tasa lechamoro." The same you should do if you find your friend's donkey. V'chein tasa litzimlaso. That is the same you should do if you find his beged. V'chein tasa lechoavedes achicha. Asher tovad mimenu umatzasa lo tuchal lezalin. That is the same that you should do for any lost object of your brother that you find. You should not avoid picking it up and returning it. And the question is, why does the pasuk have to speak out simla by itself, since the pasuk says kol avedas achicha? Simla is included in kol avedas achicha. Lama yatsis? Why is simla excluded and spoken out by itself? Lahakish eleha. The answer is that we want to compare other avedos to simla. Lomala, to tell you, ma simla miuchedes sheyesh basimanim v'yesh lo tovim. Just like simla is unique in the fact that it has simanim, as a stam simla has a way for the balance to identify it. It has a simon, and it also has token. It has an owner that will claim it and will want it back. As a simla did not come into being by itself, somebody made this beged, so it probably has an owner that will want it back. Ach kol davar sheyesh bo simanim v'yesh lo tovim chayav lahachris. And from simla we learn that any other aveda that is similar to simla in the fact that it has simanim, there is a way for the bomb to identify it, and it also has tovim. It has an owner that wants it back, that will reclaim it, as opposed to a metzia that was found in such a way that it seems that the bomb left it there without any intention of retrieving it. So any metzia that is similar to simla, you must be machriz, you must publicize that you found the metzia, and then the bomb will claim it, and you will return it to him, as opposed to a metzia that does not have simanim. There is no way for the bomb to identify it. In such a case, that metzia would be considered hefker, since the balam was miyayish, gave up on getting it back, since he has no way of identifying it. And a metzia that does not have tovim, that the balam left it in such a way that it is obvious that the balam is not interested in getting it back, such a metzia is also considered hefker, and therefore you would not have to be machriz. You can keep such a metzia for yourself.